This sacred activation meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. If you're interested in any of my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Okay, take a couple of deep breaths and just get comfortable. Allow yourself to sink within. Letting go of the outside world. And giving yourself permission to be in this moment. Nothing else matters. And allow yourself to sink down into your physical heart. Letting everything else go. Allowing it to deepen, allowing the rhythm of the heart to begin to relax with each breath. Allow yourself just to steep in love. Steep yourself in that loving. Hold that energy just for a moment. Continue deepening, feeling the peace. Allowing the sound of the chimes to take you even deeper into your heart, into your sacredness. Allowing yourself to move in through the physical heart into your sacred heart. The intention to move down into that space which I call the Holy of Holies, where your threefold flame essence resides. And allow yourself to find a comfortable space. And feel the energy of your threefold flame. So our intention here today is to step into knowing and experiencing the truth of who you are without any judgments. Without any doubts, be willing in this moment just to allow. All you have to do, be willing to be willing. As we intend this, the Masters, Lord Lanto, the Master of Divine Wisdom, is coming in. Metatron, with his alchemical processes. And then there are a ring of other masters and angels that are surrounding us in a circle. Our team, our support. Allow yourself to be radiated with their loving. As we begin to ask that all of our fears around becoming the truth of who we are on a spiritual level, all of our insecurities, the not feeling good enough, the unworthiness, the fear of not being loved, the fear of moving into the fluidity of our truth, the procrastination, the victim energy traits that hold us bound outside of our essence. We all ask that all this and more is lifted, cleared, and released from us here today. Starting with this core lifetime, really asking that our minds have cleared of all programs, all those outside influences, even those that come from ourselves, be lifted and cleared. That which we've taken on from parents, from society, from friends, that created our beliefs of who we think we are. Moving beyond the hats we wear, the wife, a friend, a mother, a partner, a businesswoman, whatever the hat is you wear, a businessman. Going beyond those illusions. Clearing the pathway for a conscious and an unconscious recognition of our truth. It's almost as if I see the energy coming into our minds, bouncing off that which blocks us. It's almost like they're playing our brain as a musical instrument. And every time there's a drop of clarity and wisdom coming in, it sounds a tone, a note. It sparks a spark of beautiful silver white light. Nice deep breath, allowing your energy to expand. I feel a contraction. Just allow your energy to expand so that the clearing can be deeper and stronger. We're asking that even that which is a secret, even that which is masked, hidden, and cloaked, be released. Simply allow. They will do the work. They will do the healing. Nice deep breath. Allowing the clearing to go all the way through the physical body and out into this lifetime. Allowing the energies to move even deeper now, interdimensionally in this lifetime. They're saying allowing no untold stories, because it's the stories that we get caught up in, the illusions, the judgments, allowing the doorway to past lives to open. Allowing this clearing to go through all time and space, all the lifetimes that you've lived. whether it be on this planet or another. Deep breath. Asking that any lives come up, that only that which serves our highest good be allowed to be brought forward, and that anything else may be cleared. And now we ask that ancestral and genetic lineage be opened. And we ask that as our lineage be cleared for us, that it's cleared for our family as well, all the way through time and space, through all realities. And as it is cleared from us, and moves out into our families, we ask that it be cleared for the world as well. Even that which is stubborn can be cleared and released. The tenaciousness that no longer serves us. Asking that our DNA structure be encoded with an awakening on all levels, conscious, subconscious, to our own essence, to our truth, and that we begin to be willing to become, as we're ready, more and more aware of our truth in awe, in wonderment, and in joy, in lovingness, allowing room for nothing less than that. Nice deep breath. Allowing that childlike innocence to be reawakened in your life. We ask to be released to the grid work around the planet that is crumbling, that of the old paradigm. And we ask to be attached to the higher paradigms of the grid work around the planet that will lift us into the higher dimensions now. And now the masters and angels are going to lift you out of your physical body and lift you up into a higher realm. You each will go where is most appropriate for you. And as you move through the veils into this new dimension, allow the new radiance to come to you. As you move into recognition that you have your own permission to become aware of your own divinity now. And in this energy, they're going to, in a very conscious way, allow you to see and experience your own truth, your own essence. Through the grace, we ask that you fully allow, embrace, and become imbued with the consciousness of your truth with it. Steep yourself in your own loving, allowing what has been known to you in your subconscious mind to begin to bubble out upward into your consciousness now. Nice deep breath, allowing your frequencies to be heightened, to be quickened. Weaving this new knowledge into the fabric of your life. So that it begins to influence your divinity, influencing every aspect of your life through grace, ease, and gentleness of truth. Good. allowing the angels and the masters now to begin to bring you out of this special dimension that you're in back into your physical body. Sending the energy through your physical body, out through your feet, allowing it to anchor into the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. This allows you to anchor this divinity of truth of you into this world. Allowing yourself to receive Mother Earth's, Gaia's love for you as she recognizes you. Bringing the energy now back through the heart of Mother Earth, through the bottom of the feet, allowing it to come up to the top of your head, filling and saturating each and every cell and space of the physical body. And as the physical body is filled, it moves out into the etheric body, out into the emotional bodies, and then outward into the mental bodies, connecting even further outward into your spiritual bodies, creating that fluidity, that symbiotic fluidity. And in this state of grace, take a moment and give thanks to Lord Lanto, his divine wisdom, Melchizedek, and all the other masters and angels that have assisted you here today. And as you do that, you can bring your energies back into your physical body. Just taking your time, nice deep breath, being gentle with yourself, allowing yourself to gently move your awareness back into the room, bringing your consciousness back up to wide awake. Namaste.